Hi, my name is Ben Valens. I'm an MVP on Windows PowerShell. Today is January 28, 2016, and you're watching the first video on a series on Azure Automation Desired State Configuration. Azure Automation Desired State Configuration has become general available as of this month. And you can see this service as it were a pool server as a service. If you don't know what a pool server is, or any DSC concepts for that matter, don't worry. Probably during this video series, you will get enough of the background information with it. So, to start this series, I will introduce you to the concept of the automation account because it will facilitate this service, and I will provision one through the current portal right now. So what you're seeing here is the Azure portal, the Ibiza portal, or the ARM-based portal. So we go to the new button, and we will search for automation, because we will want to provision an automation account. So don't be fooled here and don't pick Azure Automation DSC, as it isn't the service itself. This is just a blade that's layered on top of the VM DSC extension to onboard nodes into the Automation DSC service. There's no use for that unless the service is already provisioned. So let's create the automation account. So first off, we will give it a name. DSC demo 01. I'll put it into a new resource group, which I will name the same. DSC demo 01. I'll associate it with the subscription I want to. I got multiple, so I'm selecting my enterprise one. And because I'm close to Amsterdam, I will select the region West Europe. And to finalize the settings, I won't implement the tutorial runbooks. I don't want them. So once I hit create, it will take a couple of seconds for the automation account to be spun up. Once the automation account is in place, I'm ready to onboard nodes and put in configuration. So the service is actually usable from the get-go. As you can see, it did only take a few seconds. There was no cut and paste into this video. There's no cutting in this video. So, well, looking at the home blade, so to say, of the automation account, you will see a few tiles here. So, a few of these tiles are associated with runbooks, and you can see a few are associated with desired state configuration. Then we have the asset tile, which is associated with both. So, DSC can leverage assets as well as the runbooks can. So what you see here is a tile for DSC configurations. So desired state configuration is built out of configurations which you will associate with a node, or you will assign to a node. And that node will converge its current status conforming to the new configuration. So those configurations will be implemented here. So here's the button to add a configuration. And through this, you can add a PS1 file. So that's a PowerShell script file containing a configuration block. That configuration then can be compiled into a MOF file, which can be associated with a pool client, so to say. But more on that later in a later video, as we will do that stuff in a later video. Then there is the DSC nodes tile, which gives us the DSC nodes blade. But from here, we can onboard nodes which are in the same subscription by utilizing this button, Add Azure VM. So through this button, we can add any VM which is associated with this subscription, but not outside of the subscription or from anywhere else. But you can onboard nodes manually as well. So if you got an on-premise server, or a server in AWS or in Google Cloud, whatever, you can onboard it manually and you can utilize this service anyway. And this is showcased as this add on-prem VM, which will open up a documentation telling you about how to do that. I will show you how to do that in a later video as well. So, how do we get nodes into this service? We need to configure the node itself, and we need to tell the node what are the secrets to get in. So first off, we need to tell the node that it needs to talk to this API, so this URL. And for the first time it will talk to this API, it will need one of these keys. So if you have a node, you want to onboard and use this service, you use one of these keys. Once it has been used, it will be never used again. More on that later as well. But the important part here is that you need the primary or the secondary key. Once used, you can cycle the key. So don't make this a security hazard. Cycle your keys. Now that you've seen how to create an automation account and seen the basic pieces of the desired state configuration through the UI, let's look how to do the same thing through PowerShell. So what you see here is PowerShell ISE. I'll zoom in a bit. Let's log in to Azure. To do that, we do add Azure RM account. We give it the subscription name because I got multiple subscriptions. And my subscription is called Visual Studio with MSDN Enterprise with MSDN. So let's log in. And I'm using multiple screens here, so sorry for that. So I log into Azure and tell it which subscription I want to use currently. Okay, so if we look now, Azure RM automation account, you'll see the automation account we just provisioned, the DC demo one. So let's create a new one. First off, let's create a new resource group. On which we can put this automation account. Let's call this one DUC Demo 02. Give it a location of West Europe. And we'll capture the outcome into this variable RG. So now that we have a new resource group, and you can see the details here, we can create the automation account as a resource within this resource group. So new Azure RM automation account. We'll pipe in the resource group details and we will give it a name, DSC Demo 02, and we'll assign the plan free. So there are two plans, the free plan and the basic plan. So the free plan can host or facilitate 5 desired state configuration nodes. If you go over that, you need to switch to the basic plan. So in the free plan, 5 nodes for free. So now we have created that account. Let's put the account details into a variable as well. Azure RM automation account, name DSC demo 0T, ACT is, let's give it the RG as well. So now we captured the details of the automation account. And if you want to look at the same details, the keys and the API, we can pipe in the details to automation, what was it called? Configuration? Registration info. Okay. So here you'll see also the endpoint and the primary and secondary key associated with the current the current key is associated with the endpoint. So this information can be used to onboard nodes. What I'd like to show you as well is that the module I'm using is the RM module for Azure RM Automation in version 1.0.3. And currently, it has, I believe, around 13 or so commandlets measure available to deal 15 to deal with desired state configuration through PowerShell. So let's have a look at which commandlets that would be. So you see here export automation DC configuration and report content. We got a couple of get commandlets associated with DSC. to import one, so register one, an unregistered one to get them out. We have some set and start commandlets available. I think this provides you the basic tool set to start working with Azure Automation Desired State Configuration. And in the next video, we will probably show some more on the configuration side first. And then after that, we will start onboarding nodes and start assigning stuff. So you can view the service in action. So I hope you enjoyed this video, and I'll see you next time.